sweep and fury of the resurrection. There's a new world coming.
Every Sunday at this hour, WMCA, in cooperation with the Citywide Citizens Committee on Harlem, brings you a series of vivid programs on Negro life, based on the theme of Roy Ottley's book, New World Coming. Today, our stars from Carmen Jones, Muriel Smith, from Bloomer Girls, Julie Wilson and David Brooks, from Porgy and Bess, William Franklin, in a story, Furlough Home, with Joseph Julian, Charles Perry and Ruby Dee. Written, produced, and directed by Mitchell Grayson. The scene is the harbor of New York a few days ago. A gray painted troop ship drifts slowly down the Hudson River. Tugboats at the bow and stern steer the vessel in midstream toward a crowded pier. Hundreds of soldiers line the decks of the ship, cheering as they pass the Statue of Liberty. Standing next to the rail on the upper deck are two buddies, Private Jimmy Harris, a Negro, and Private Wayne Palmer, a white soldier. These are American boys, Negro and white, on Furlough Home.
What do you think of it, Wayne?
Think of what?
The Statue of Liberty, New York, the skyline.
I've never been to New York before, but it looks just like the picture postcards the 5 and 10 cent store used to sell back home in Montana.
Well, you see New York, you'll love it.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
One thing, I gotta make that 6:10 train in the morning out of Grand Central.
You make it, Wayne. My girl and I will put you right on that train ourselves.
You gonna phone her as soon as we get off the boat?
Brother, that's the first thing I'm gonna take care of as soon as we get off. You're gonna like Helen.
From the way you talked about her, any fella'd like her.
She'll be mighty surprised when her phone rings and she hears me on the other end.
Hey, Jimmy, you sure you don't mind my company? I mean, you're gonna see your girl and all that. I don't wanna bust in on your fun.
Oh, we're buddies, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but...
We pushed through the German front together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but...
No buts about it. Helen and I are going to show you New York tonight. And we're going to get you on that train back to Montana at 6:10 in the morning, too.
Sure it's all right?
Is it all right? Listen, we both have a 30-day furlough home. We were both buddies over there, and we'll both be buddies over here. Tonight, we're going to see New York.
This is Helen Baxter.
Who?
Jimmy. Jimmy. Are you in New York? Where, in a drugstore? Oh, when'd you get back? Oh, Jimmy, it's so good to hear your voice again. Of course I'll meet you any place you say. For dinner? Yes, I'll be there in half an hour. Yes, Jimmy, all right. All right, Jimmy, I'll be there. I don't see how you did it. 6 eggs and 2 orders of ham.
Well, we haven't had a fresh egg in a year and a half, Helen. That's a mighty long time, and I'm going to make up for it.
Same goes for me, too.
You know, you have no idea what a little thing like a fresh egg means to a soldier. It's nothing but K-rations for months. You tell her, Wayne.
Well, I don't know, but from all the food I've seen and eaten in this club, there's no war going on here, I'll tell you that.
You know, I've often wondered about that myself.
People here dancing, having fun. It's like another world.
Well, Wayne, one good thing about it. When you boys come back home, you really enjoy it.
That we do.
There's the master of ceremonies. I guess the show's about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cafe Society is proud to present its new singing star, who is known to many of you for his outstanding performance as Porgy in the operetta Porgy and Bess, Mr. William Franklin.
Thank you. The song I want to sing for you is a song of the world by one of the great composers of one of our greatest allies, United Nations, by the Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich.
The sun and the stars all are ringing. The sun rises to
from the earth, the hope of the Benedictine, a hymn to a new world in birth. United nations on the march with flags on earth. Together fight for victory, a free new world. They call all nations swept under by powers of darkness that rise. The wrath of the people shall thunder, relentless as time and the tide. United Nations on the march with praise on earth. Yeah, the fight for victory, for freedom.
That's an unusual place, isn't it?
How's that?
Well, most nightclubs, they sing popular songs, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But this place is really unusual.
I never heard that kind of song before.
You like it?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Oh, look, there's William Franklin coming over to our table.
Good evening, fellas.
Oh, hello, Mr. Franklin.
Is this your first day back from overseas?
How could you tell?
Well, everyone in the place knows that you've had 6 eggs for dinner.
Well, eggs are mighty scarce in Europe.
I'll tell you why I really came over. I have a few extra tickets for a benefit show this evening. They're yours if you'd like to go.
What kind of benefit?
It's for the Red Cross at the Central Theater.
Who's in it?
Oh, a number of people. Their names are all on the tickets.
May I see one?
Certainly.
Well, look. Muriel Smith will be there.
Carmen Jones?
Uh-huh. Let's go. Muriel's a very good friend of mine.
And the girl who sang Carmen Jones is a friend of yours?
A friend.
Oh, I'd like to meet her. You know, I heard Carmen Jones on the radio when we were in France. It was broadcast from an American radio station in London.
You know, we'll go backstage after the performance and pay her a visit.
Can we really do that?
Of course we can.
Well, let's go.
Come on.
And now, one of the musical highlights of this benefit. The beautiful star of one of Broadway's greatest hits. Carmen Jones herself, Miss Muriel Smith.
Oh. That's Muriel, there she is.
Oh, doesn't she look beautiful?
She sure does.
Oh, she'll be so surprised to see it.
Isn't New York terrific, Wayne?
She sure is.
Oh. I'd like to sing The House I Live In by Earl Robinson, words by Lewis Allen. I work in the worker at my side.
than the small, the little corner newsstand, and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream of being a girl. Of the city, all garden all in bloom. The church, the school, the clubhouse, the million life I see, and especially the people that America.
Please.
Miss Smith, we're friends of hers.
Oh, her dressing room is right there. Number 3.
Thank you.
Here it is.
Come in. Hello, Muriel.
Helen! Hey, were you out there in the audience tonight?
Uh-huh. This is my friend Jimmy Harris and his buddy Wayne Palmer.
Hi.
Hi, Dorothy.
I'm always glad to meet servicemen.
Well, here I am.
None of that, Jimmy.
Oh, listen. I'm so glad you came. How'd you like to come along to a party with me tonight?
Party? With you?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be just fine. Thanks, New York certainly is a pretty terrific place.
Well, just how do you mean that, Wayne?
Well, now I'm meeting so many famous people.
You'll meet even more famous people at the party.
Who's going to be there?
Dewey Wilson and David Brooks of Bloomer Girl. And lots of others.
Lots of people, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great, I know. And those are two of my favorites.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go.
So, Mr. Wilson, we've seen nearly everything in this war. We really have.
But one thing, Wayne. What's that decoration for? That ribbon over your left pocket.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Purple Heart.
You mean you were wounded?
Oh, not too badly. Jimmy saved my life. He pulled me out of a ditch after I was hit. A few seconds later, a mortar barrage hit the very spot I was lying in.
Jimmy, you did that?
Oh, now, look. I wasn't a hero. Wayne was one of us, that's all.
Then they gave me a shot of blood plasma. A few days later, I was back in the front lines again. That's about all.
Did you say you received some blood plasma?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I guess you'll get a kick out of the song that David Brooks and I sang. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I certainly would.
All right, let me find David. Hey, Brooks, come on over here.
Yeah, Dooley.
How'd you like to sing a free and equal blues for some servicemen?
You bet. Delighted.
All right, I'll take it over to the piano.
We went down to that St. James Infirmary, and we found some plasma there. We ups and asked the doctor, man, was the donor dog a fair? The doctor laughed, a great big laugh, and he puffed it right into my face and said, a molecule is a molecule, son, and the damn thing has no race. And that was news, yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day I've got those free and equal blues. You mean you heard that doc declare the plasma in that test tube there could be black man, white man, yellow man, red?
That's just what he said. Then the doc put on his doctor book, and he gives me a very scientific look. He spoke out loud and plain and rational. Metabolism is international.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day, I've got those free and equal blues. So he rigged up his microscope with some Berlin blue blood. And
By gosh, it was the same as Chungking, Quiver Chef, Chattanooga, Timbuktu blood. Why them Aryans, Goring and Goebel, they don't even know the corpuscle is global. Trying to disunite us with their racial supremacy, flying in the face of old man chemistry, taking all the facts and trying to twist them, but you can't overthrow the circulatory system.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Ever since that day, I've got those free and equal blues. So we stayed at that St. James Infirmary.
We was going to leave that place, love us, sir.
No, sir.
Oh, indeed, it was too interesting.
You said it.
I said, Doctor, give us some more of that scientific talk. And he did.
He did?
He said... He said, melt yourself down into a crucible, son. Pour yourself out into a test tube. And what have you got?
3,500 cubic feet of gas. The same for the upper and the lower class.
Well, let's let that pass.
Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces.
You mean that goes for princes, dukes, or counts?
Whatever you are, that's what the amount is. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. Iron, 57 grains.
Not enough to keep a man in chains.
50 ounces of phosphorus, whether you're poor or prosperous.
Brother, can you spare a match?
Sugar, 60 ordinary lumps.
A free and equal ration for all nations.
Then you take 20 teaspoonfuls of sodium chloride.
That's salt.
Mixed with 38 quarts of H2O.
That's water.
A pinch of chloride of potash, a drop of magnesium, a bit of sulfur, a soup ton of hydrochloric acid. You stir it all up, and what are you?
A walking drugstore.
An international metabolistic cartel.
And that was the news. Yes, that's the news. You African and Indian and Mexican, Mongolian, Tyrolean, and Tata. The doctor's right behind the Atlantic Charter.
The doc's behind the new brotherhood of man.
As prescribed at Casablanca
and Cairo
and Moscow
and Tehran.
He agrees with Dr. Roosevelt,
Dr. Churchill,
Dr. Stalin, Dr. Eden, Ho, and Lipinov. Every man, everywhere, is the same when his heart is skin off. And that's the news, yes, that's the news, that's the free and equal.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that's a great show. That's terrific.
Well, if you'd like that one, then you ought to like another one that David Brooks sings. It's a song that'll make you think of a couple of rivers that you've seen over there. Go ahead, David.
Here's the story of the four rivers that the eyes of the world are on. They're called the Thames, the Mississippi, and the Yangtze, and the Don. For the four rivers, apart as they could be, but they discovered how to get together when the river rolled to the sea. River rolling down to the open sea. Here's the story of the four sailors that the eyes of the world are on. Their names are John and Chang and Tommy, and the fourth is named Yvonne. For the four Yvonne, I'd raise them separately, But they discovered how to get together when they all sailed down to the sea, river rolling down to the open sea. A storm came roaring from the four corners, and it blew them here and yon. It blew on Tang, it blew on Tommy, and on Johnny and Yvonne. Oh, the four rivers had made them brave and free. So they discovered how to get together, and the ship came safe through the sea, river rolling down to the open sea. Now the people of the four rivers will be friends while time moves on. Beside the Thames, the Mississippi, and the Yangtze, and the Don. Oh, the four rivers, wherever men may be, we've all discovered we can get together while the river rolls to the sea, river rolling down to the open sea.
This has been a day I'll always remember. I'll have something to tell the folks back home in Montana, all right.
You leaving soon?
Yeah, this morning.
I promised Wayne that Helen and I would see him off on the 6:10 train out of Grand Central.
Oh, I wish you could spend more time with us, Wayne.
Well, so do I. Maybe after the war. When those four rivers and all the other rivers in the world meet.
Yes, it's something to look forward to.
That's a funny thing, Jimmy. Here we are back in the States only a few hours. I met so many new friends. They're all such swell people. But what's impressed me most is not the amount of food the people have in America, or the fact that the lights are dimmed on Broadway, or the fact that the automobiles and taxis have all that gas to run on, but the songs I've heard the people sing. They're good songs. Songs that make me think that the people back home here know that there's a war going on. That's a mighty good feeling.
You've been listening to Furlough Home, written, directed, and produced by Mitchell Grayson, starring Muriel Smith from Carmen Jones, Dooley Wilson and David Brooks from Bloomer Girls, William Franklin from Porgy and Bess, with Joseph Julian, Charles Perry, and Ruby Dee. Music by James Lozito was conducted by Jerry Sears. Next week, New World A-Coming will celebrate its first anniversary on the air by bringing you the first of six successive highlight broadcasts, which had the greatest public response in the year 1944. Next week, then, the story of the Negro in Housing, starring Fred O'Neill from Anna Locasta and Muriel Smith. Your announcer, George Willard. Like to have tickets for next week's broadcast of New World A-Coming, address your request to New World A-Coming, WMCA 1657 Broadway, Zone 19, New York City. This is America's leading independent station.